This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back. It's hour number two, Round of Sound, Friday Night Lights on KDKA Radio, coming your way from Peters Township. They'll take on Upper St. Clair. Big one in that Allegheny 6 conference. Boy, those matchups have really been something to watch between USC and Peters over the last five or so years. Kind of coincides with the rise of the Peters Township football program. A lot of folks think that they have what it takes to get back to a championship game. It really has been Pine and Peters for the last three, 4 years in 5A. USC may have something to say about it, and that's why we're going there tomorrow night. A lot of good games around Western Pennsylvania. Dan Zangrilli, Mike White, Carlos Ofko, the WPIL insider, here at Dave & Buster's. And one of the things that makes the Indians tick is their defense. Always has been. They play airtight defensively. T.J. Plack has done an amazing job on the defensive side of the ball. And I think he has co-defensive coordinators, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. But they've had some dogs. Linebacker, defensive end, doesn't really matter. And another one is joining us right now. And he is part and parcel to why Peters is right there at the top.
You want me to introduce him?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your cue.
We are going to be joined here by Mr. Reston Lehman, the 6'4", 230-pound senior defensive end, H-back, a Pitt commitment. Guys, I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk to him. You're going to like this kid. And not just because he's a good player, a really good player, because fun to talk to, talkative. Reston, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Practice over?
Yes, practice is over. No, it's over. We had pasta dinner today, too, for our home game.
Okay.
We're all over at Mickey Vaccarello's taking an ice bath, or about to take an ice bath.
Is he in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You're at Mickey Vaccarello's?
I thought he was at Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, he's not here. He's not here right now.
Is anybody there, or do just guys go in and get the key?
They open the door. They keep the door unlocked for us.
I told you, this guy's
what a great culture at Peters. Unbelievable.
Reston, I'm going to ask you a football question, and then I'm going to have some fun with you after that later.
All right.
This year, you've been a defensive starter since your freshman year. You're having a big year. I named you and Lucas Schoenfeldt the co-players of the year so far, but you guys are among the leading receivers on the team. Both of you playing H-back. Is this a new type of offense this year? You guys, because you're both catching passes, you're both in at the same time. Is this a newfangled kind of offense at all?
Yeah. I mean, we switched a few things around just to, like, get our players the ball. Because we lost Nick McCullough this year. Or he graduated last year, so we put some more tight end stuff in for me, Schoenfeldt, and then we got like four or five other dudes that can also play tight end. So we'll actually see some of them. You saw them last week, like number 39, number 6, and 33 is back now.
Hey, Reston.
We got a bunch of tight ends.
Reston, this is Carlos Ofko here. Hey, I have a bone to pick with your coaching staff, and I think it's that E.J. Brugman. I watched some of your guys' tape. You guys don't like intercepting with two hands. You had an unbelievable one-handed interception last year. Now Lucas had one this year. What's going on with that? You guys just don't like using two hands or what?
No. You got to do what you got to do in the moment.
You guys just like making the highlights, huh?
Yeah, Lucas's last week was nice, or 2 weeks ago. That was almost filthy.
Who was yours against? McKeesport last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Reston Lehman on. He's a defensive end, H-back for Peters Township. Headed to the University of Pittsburgh. You had your pick, Reston. Why did you essentially decide on Pitt?
I would say it just felt like home. The coaching staff, I love them. I know I didn't want to go too far in my recruitment. I wanted to stay close to home. So I loved Coach Dowse. I love Coach Narduzzi. I love all the defensive coaches. And it was just the perfect fit for me. And when I talked to my parents about it, they agreed. And that's when I made my final decision.
Is Peters Township this year getting the respect that they deserve from your perspective?
I wouldn't say so, but I don't think we've earned it enough to be on the top of the food chain right now. But we got to play better ball right now. We're not playing our best, but we're still blowing people out. So
yeah,
hopefully
we'll start firing
off cylinders.
Okay, so why do you say you haven't earned it? Give me some more on that, and why and what areas do you need to tighten up?
I would say, defensively, we need to clean up a lot of stuff, just team tackling and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and just be tighter, be a better team. Offensively, we changed the offense around a little bit, like we were saying with the tight end, so it's still kind of a learning process for some of us, but we're just working. We're getting better every single week, so that's a good thing.
All right, Reston, enough of this football talk. I got to talk, and I don't think you'll mind me bringing this up. The last time I talked to you on the phone for a story, you were heading out on the first date of your life, you told me. How did that go?
It went pretty well. It went pretty well. I earned a second one.
Oh, there you go.
Is only a second one? Is there still life in this or not?
No, yeah, there is. There is.
Oh, great. Wow. Well, wait, you said you got to give me some more.
Well,
you
this said, was a year ago.
No, right? This was like a month ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Now, Reston, you said you didn't know where to take her, and you were said, I think we're going to go get ice cream. Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what we did.
What about the second date?
It was still ice cream.
Still ice cream.
No ice cream. Okay. Okay.
Did you go up to the door to get her, and did you hold a car door for her like I told you?
Yeah, I did. One of them.
One of them. Which one didn't you do?
I didn't get the car door because it was just wasn't right. It wasn't right at the moment.
Reston, have you ever taken a moment and thought about your circumstance and your life at large here when you're taking dating advice from Mike White of the Post Gazette?
Yeah, you make a good point.
Did you ever think you'd be on a radio talking about the first date of your life?
No, I know. I didn't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sorry about that, Reston, for your unfortunate set of circumstances.
No, it's all good.
Okay. See, I told you. He's great.
Yes.
Oh, Reston, how do you guys feel this week against Upper St. Clair? Big rivalry game here.
I think everyone's pumped up. Everyone's flying around, excited. Energy's high. There'll be a lot of people there tomorrow, and we got everybody back now, so we're firing on all cylinders.
Are the student sections getting after it? You know, sometimes those guys get pretty mean on Instagram.
Yeah, they're getting after it a little bit.
I like it. Well, we're going to be there. We're going to be there tomorrow. Looking forward to it, our KDKA Radio Game of the Week. Go ahead, tackle Tanuda. I give you all sorts of permissions and liberties to do so if he's in your way. And we'll catch you next time around. Good luck tomorrow.
No, will your date be there? Will your date be there tomorrow night?
Yeah, she will.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Here we go. Sure. Oh, boy.
Get some ice cream after.
He's going to show out.
I appreciate
sure.
it.
He's going to show
all
out.
Right, you guys
thanks,
have a good
Reston.
One. Thank you.
Yeah. Be good, guy.
All right. There he goes. Do stay with us. That's Reston Lehman. He's defensive end and H-back for Peters Township. Really good player. There's a mentality on the defensive side of the ball that's next level. Carlo, would you agree with that?
Yeah, they run a little bit of an exotic defense. I believe they drop 8 into coverage.
Yep.
And it works. Boy, does it work. Some coaches don't like playing them in 7-on-7 in the summer, I hear. They complain about it on social media.
Well, Lehman and Shanafelt sometimes drop into coverage, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just rush a passer.
Yeah, they can do
and
both.
And they're pretty good at it.
Good to have. I think he's going to rush the passer for a bit, though.
Yeah, I think it's a true odd stack, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're able to really get people into space and and just dominate. All right, coming up next, is he the coach of the year in Western Pennsylvania in 2025? Well, it's hard to argue the results. Duke John Corr, the head coach of the Avonworth Antelopes, joins us coming up on Quest for the Best here on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back to the show. Big, big Friday night coming your way tomorrow. We'll be at Peters Township for the Upper St. Clair Peters game. And we had the Avonworth Antelopes on earlier in the year at the pit at Heinz Field, Aliquippa, Carl Ashman Stadium. And boy, what a game that was as Aliquippa fell to the Antelopes, and their fundamentals and their ball control, how sound they are. State runners up from a season ago, and a big reason they have a chance to make another WPIL championship. In fact, heck, they could be the best team in 4A. They're right now in 3A. That's at least what Bill Chirpak of the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars said after Avonworth went on a little bit of a bender there. You beat Aliquippa and TJ in back-to-back weeks. I mean, that is good living, is it not? Mike White of the Post-Gazette, Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider, and right now, good time to beat Duke John Corr. Coach, how are you? So far, so good in 2025, yes?
Yeah, we've been happy with the way things have gone. We've had a good 5 weeks here, and we just want to stay healthy and keep it rolling.
So what's been the elixir to success here when you're going into Aliquippa, when you're knocking off Thomas Jefferson? Not many people on the bingo card are able to check both boxes, let alone in consecutive weeks.
Yeah, we just, you know, we tell our kids each week to stay grounded and focus on the task at hand and the play that's in front of you, the assignment that's in front of you, and don't let it be too big of a stage. And I think this team understands that. I mean, the senior group that we've had, they've been very fortunate to have really, really good leaders in front of them, and they're leading very well. So they're a seasoned group. You know, they've known nothing but championship football. I mean, they were freshmen and lost at Acrisure. They were sophomores and lost at Acrisure. They were juniors and won at Acrisure. And, you know, now they're seniors. So this group's been battle tested. So I think that plays to our favor, having that experience, you know?
Coach, Carlo Zofko here, the WPIL insider. I know you love my ranking so much. Do you like being ranked number one, or is that rat poison for you guys?
To be honest with you, I don't follow the rankings all that much, but, you know, we'll take it. I mean, it's nice to say when you're not number one and maybe say things about it. But, yeah, I mean, we're happy to be number one, I guess. I mean, we've known that a lot of teams have had our game circled. I mean, every week is a rivalry matchup week, and we expect that. You know, I guess it comes with the territory. So, you know, we'll take it, I guess.
Coach, do you want me to put Imani back as number one like last year to kind of give you guys a motivation? Do you remember last year on KDKA Radio, you had some choice words for me?
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you can put him back up there if you want. It won't bother me at all. I won't complain. No, I will tell you that the WPIL does not seed these playoff brackets well at all. I mean, I told you all along, Beaver should have never played us in the second round of the playoffs last year. That was a crime
to
their successful team.
You know, really
they could have made it to Acrisure on the other side of the bracket.
Yep, agree with you, Duke. Hey, Duke, Mike White here. your ninth grade coaching basketball rival.
Yes. Well, you moved on from those.
Yeah. We don't need to get into that. But you might not come back either. But, hey, I want to tell these guys before I ask you, Duke has been bothered by a bad back the last few months. And he has coaching, if you saw, he coaches from sitting in a chair most of the time because he can't stand for more than 5 minutes this year. Duke, I know you've had – well, first off, you had a little thing maybe recently. How is the back? And how have you handled that, having to coach from a chair?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I had a little procedure. I had a shot, an epidural shot, and – you know, that seemed to give me a little bit of relief, not complete relief. I would like to say I'm probably up 40% of the time walking the sidelines and down probably 60. You know, I get up and down and move around, but you know, I can't stand the whole time. And it's been frustrating, but it has not detracted from anything team-wise or play calling or coaching-wise that I'm used to doing. It's just, you know, for the time when we're running a play, maybe I'll be suited for a minute and a half, you know? So seeing the defense, I'm still in a position to see the offense and see our defense and make the adjustments and get the calls to the kids. So it's really not impacted the actual day-to-day coaching. It's just more the enjoyment factor and the frustration factor is high, you know?
Duke John Corr, the head coach of the Avonworth Antelopes, with us, state runners-up a year ago. Duke, you've been on a nice run, just the program at large, what you've done with it. Let's just take a step back. How, not satisfied, but proud and pleased are you with how things have gone, how you've been really able to build something that seems to be sustainable? The culture that you talked about with your team is real. It almost sounds like a self-policing team, which is a coach's dream in many respects. So your level of satisfaction in getting an otherwise nondescript program to a place where you've gone from being, you know, not on the map to being a team that hunts to now being the one that's hunted.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great run. And I would say all my years at Avonworth, I coach for the enjoyment of being with the kids and giving them, you know, one of my former assistant coaches, Mike Mancuso, said, it's about the memories more than anything. And I think that's what I focus on. And, you know, some of those memories are going to be great memories. And, you know, the memory of the state championship is going to be a heartbreaking one. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a memory. And I think, you know, our goal in our locker room is to have fun and make memories with each other. And what happens, happens. And, you know, we can control that in some ways. And, you know, you can't control everything, though. You know, turnovers or, you know, quality opponents. I mean, it is what it is. So we focus on ourselves and enjoying, you know, our experience together, making memories. And, you know, it's nice to win those championships for sure.
Do you feel that's
our goal again this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about your chances to make some very poignant memories this season?
Yeah, you know, if we keep doing our thing, I mean, I don't want to project too far in the future. It's, you know, week to week. I mean, we have a stout Central Valley team that is a talented team. Mark Lyons is a great coach. He's been there and been to the state championship and won it, and he knows what it takes to get a team ready. And he will have his team ready tomorrow night, you know, and we're expecting that. So our conference is tough. I mean, I will say it on record right here. We have the best conference in 3A. I mean, our four or five teams are a tough opponent each week. So you know, it's a conference title on the line tomorrow night.
Indeed, and we can't wait to talk about it tomorrow. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck, and we'll be catching up with you down the road.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Duke.
There he goes, Duke John Corr.
All right, see you guys.
All right, we'll see you later, Coach. Good stuff. Antelopes, easy guy, easy team to root for. Not sure that guy's ever had a bad day.
Do they have the best logo in the Whippeel?
Oh, man. The Lopes.
I think Antelopes. Them are Northgate. I like the flame in
I
the
like him.
Northgate.
I did a big story on him. I know we got to go to a break, yeah. But he's very different as far as they don't hit hardly at all.
Yeah.
He has no coaches' meetings.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's different.
How can you argue? All right, stay with us. News at the bottom of the hour coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. It is the eve of week 5 of the high school football season coming your way on KDKA tomorrow, Upper St. Clair Peters Township. On the air with our kickoff show presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, 6 p.m. Paul Alexander, Carlos Zofko, they'll be breaking it all down. Then we'll be at the Dave & Buster's in Homestead and at the waterfront. Paul and Carlo will talk about what is a really good slate of games that we'll get to and have our picks of the top 10 around Western Pennsylvania in just a little bit. Mike White of the Post-Gazette is here along with Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider at the North Hills Dave & Buster's location. A lot of different burning topics here that we have discussed. You can download the free Odyssey app, go back, listen. The whole Baldwin debacle, that was in the 6 o'clock hour. We also have spoken to Reston Lehman, Pitt commit for Peters Township defensive end. In just last segment, we spoke with Duke John Core, the head coach of the unbeaten and top-ranked Avonworth Antelopes. But since we are at the halfway point of the high school football season, hard to envision that the next Friday night will be an October Friday Night Lights. Mike, biggest surprise of 2025 so far, maybe a player of the year at the midterm.
Well, I'll go first, player of the half year. I don't think there is a real good one. Doesn't mean there's not good players, but there isn't. You know, Matt Sigg broke a career record last week, but his stats aren't that great so far because he hasn't played that much. But I think at the end of the year, they'll be good. But there'll be players come up. But there really isn't a runaway favorite. That's why I'm going co-players of the half year.
Oh, okay.
We just spoke with one of them.
All right.
Reston Lehman and Lucas Schanefelt, those bookend defensive ends. Everybody knows about them defensively. But as I said, they've turned into two of the top receivers for that team. How many high school teams, Lehman's going to pitch Schanefelt to Stanford. How many high school teams have two H-backs play at the same time and are among their top receivers on the team?
That is a pretty good story. I like that. Is Scoop Smith having a good enough year in your perspective?
He's another one. Like, he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't get the ball enough to be player.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they bracket him so much. They shut him down. I mean, has there ever been an offensive player in recent memory that's been talked about in meetings with coaches and game planned around maybe more than he?
Ooh.
You know?
I mean, maybe Matt Sigg, but that hasn't worked either for Jerry opponents.
You know, I figured this out. Last year, he averaged 48.5 yards on 15 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh.
He's averaging about 52 yards on touchdowns this year. So in the last 2 years, he's averaged 50 yards on 21 touchdowns. That's incredible.
I actually disagree with Dan's initial point. How are people still kicking him the ball?
Why do they not kick it out of bounds? I was just going to say that.
Yeah, like, there are a lot of special team faux pas.
Just take it at the 35. Like, hey, that's what it is against Woodland Hills right now. Like, don't even let him try.
Ryan Lehmeyer, we were exchanging some texts today. He said what he's doing is he's just walking around on kicks so you don't know.
He switches with the other returner.
No, he's just walking around. You don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah, it's a cat
but
and
Ryan
mouse.
Said, I don't know why. We just don't just kick it out of bounds.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just kick it out. Like, take your medicine, kick it out of bounds, because he will make you pay every time.
So those are my co-players have the half year. Carlo, who's yours?
Yeah, I like my pet player of the my midseason player of the year. I don't love him. He hasn't played anybody really good, but Ethan Hellman at Upper St. Clair putting up unbelievable stats. Now, the turkey's on the table here because now he's into conference play. I think if he gets 3-4 touchdown passes a game as he's been doing in this conference play, I think that he could be the player of the year. Mm.
I wanted to put David Dennison, maybe from Bethel
David
Park.
Dennison, you know what? He is
900 yards
having an
rushing,
unbelievable year.
23 tackles on defense. He's a big part of both sides of the ball. Yeah. People don't know how good he is on defense.
200-300-yard games, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I kind of want to go to Scoop because I think of the – well, Barry Bonds got intentionally walked so many times. And because of how dynamic he is and teams paying so much attention to him, you know, Woodland Hills, I think, has a chance to do some – decent things.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, halfway through the year, because nobody jumps off the page at you, you know, I do sort of lean
Scoop
in that direction. But then again, I mean, where do we go with Avonworth? Do I go to Neilcat? Do I go to Bellinger, who has put the team on his back?
Well, Valasaris has been the guy there. And Bellinger.
Bellinger could be a candidate there. He's drastically improved his game.
Talking to Mark Lyons this week, you know, it was funny. He said, you know, Luke O'Neill led the Whippio in receiving for a couple weeks, and then they didn't throw him the ball. They were throwing it to Jaden Jones. He said,
watch that kid.
Yeah, huh? He said, Mark Lyons said, for the first time in my life, I now know how it feels when people were trying to game plan against Central Valley when we were at our peak, when they had Whitehead and Whitehead.
That's funny.
Whitehead and Foster. It's like you can't take away everybody. You have to leave somebody.
All right, do stay with us. Going to look at the top 10 games around Western Pennsylvania when we come back. It's all things high school football from Dave and Buster's live in the North Hills on KDKA. And welcome back. It's down the stretch we come here. High school football talk on KDKA Radio. All right, taking a look at the biggest games around Western Pennsylvania. We'll run them all down for you, including ours, Upper St. Clair at Peters Township. Westinghouse Alderdice, that's played right now. They are underway. Alderdice, Westinghouse, that's been, a decent game so far. But, let's talk about Westinghouse. Realistically, I mean, do they have a chance at a state championship this
year? Yeah. Without a doubt.
I mean,
if not the favorite.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's hypothetically, as we did last year, and it was dangerous, Westinghouse, Clareton, who wins?
What about Fort Cherry?
Yeah, Fort Cherry.
I think Westinghouse beats both of them.
You think so?
I do.
Wow. They're that good, huh? Is it the best iteration of the Bulldogs that we've seen over the last five or so years, Carlo?
I think it's close. I mean, wait to see.
The quarterback, Zaza Ismaili,
he didn't play last weekend. Another quarterback that played and had a big game. Well, I don't know if he's hurt or whatever's going on.
Okay. They've had some guys leave their roster as well.
Yeah.
So there's been some attrition there from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah,
so
that would be interesting now. Okay, now you've piqued my interest.
So all Westinghouse tonight against Alderdice.
Just trying to educate you, Carlo.
So, yeah, you like Westinghouse for the
There's a house on the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
So the whole shebang. You think Westinghouse will win the whole shebang this year?
I didn't say they will. I think they have a good
chance.
Shot.
Okay.
I said they will.
Class A. My people are Class A, not 2A.
That's right. Aliquippa at Newcastle. All of a sudden, an interesting football game considering the year that Newcastle has had.
Newcastle dominated Penn Hills.
Newcastle started 5-0 last year, did not win another game. They're 4-1 this year, but they're a different team. But still, I want them to be Missouri. Show me.
Okay.
I'm going Quips.
And what if they do at that point?
Then I believe them.
Because I think it is a toss-up game in some respects.
Absolutely.
I mean, Aliquippa is starting, I think, to get their legs underneath them.
It took them not a quote-unquote Hail Mary, but it took them to the last play of the game to beat Penn Hills.
Yeah.
Newcastle dominated Penn Hills week zero. Mm, so,
okay.
I mean, this game might be closer than people think, but this is one of
those
ones.
Well, I think it is going to be close.
This is one of those ones where I just can't go against the Quips. It isn't the same thing. You got to show me. This is the Quips we're talking about here. It's a West Allegheny.
You know, when we talk about what Newcastle used to be, you know, going way back in the Lindy Lauro days, and we talk about Aliquippa, man, if Newcastle gets this thing right, which they can. This right here, Aliquippa, Newcastle, go up to Taggart Stadium. I haven't been to Taggart Stadium in 20 years, Mike. I so want to go back. I so want Aliquippa at Newcastle
it's
to be.
It's different. They took down some of it.
Yeah, I know. They still have a little bit of the overhang. It's not right. as mystique. But, you know, the whole town shutting down. And, I mean, when I was there, there may have been 9,000, 10,000 people there. This was 20 years ago. It was the place to be. Everybody that's over the age of 50 knows that about Newcastle football. I so want this game to mean something. I want this game, and it should be. If Newcastle gets it right, it would be the game of the year every year.
Yeah.
It would be.
It would be.
If Newcastle, I mean, you talk about the two basically most winningest programs. If Newcastle gets it right, and if this is actually the start of something, oh, my God, happy days are here again.
Yeah, and Newcastle's pretty young, I think. I mean, the quarterback's a freshman. Kai mm-hmm. Cox, a basketball player, didn't play football last year. Had an offer from Akron before he even played a town this year. So they're young. So, yeah, that would be fun. It would be fun.
Carlo, got anything on it?
No, I just I'm excited to see Coach Mo at Newcastle, how he's turning right in the ship, but I'm still taking the clips.
Yeah, and so will I, because I think Aliquippa is, again, starting to find their legs. I did go back and forth on it, but you make a great point. I might want to flip here. Because of what you said, the Penn Hills factor, mm-hmm.
Penn Hills had a lot of people hurt.
Yeah, they okay. did. Yeah, they did.
All right. Okay. So, man, now I even want to flip more. but I'll have to go with what I said. We've got Bethel Park at Moon. This is an intriguing one, but I'm going to go Bethel Park. I'm a believer in what they've got going on there.
I said Moon originally. I'd like to go Bethel, but I guess I have to stick with what mm-hmm. I picked.
I quietly think Moon has been a little bit disappointing this year.
I would disagree with you.
I'm going Bethel Park here.
So let's go Newcastle to Monty. I think it's a pretty clean sweep here. North Catholic at Imani. Who wins this one? I think Imani and Air Fran is going to have his
guys. I think
it's
going to be close, but I think Imani's defensive backs might be able to control that passing game a little bit. I'll go Imani.
This passing game by North Catholic will be tested for real. They've been tested a couple times this year, and they passed with flying colors. I'm still taking Imani, though.
All right. Central Catholic, North Allegheny, the big heavyweights. It's usually our KDKA Radio Friday Night Lights game of the week, but we couldn't pass on USC Peters, which we'll preview next. What do you got here? I think it's all Central until it's not.
I'm going to say something crazy. Central by about 50.
Yeah.
50? Wow.
50.
I'm saying at least three touchdowns. One of the reasons Central, Owen Herrick, has improved mightily since that first game of the year. Quarterback.
All right. Yeah, we're all in agreement. I think this will be an otherwise easy one for the Vikings. Upper St. Clair, Peters Township. Does USC on the road have a shot here at Peters? Is this going to be a close game, Mike?
Well, they have a shot, but they won't win. Reston Lehman's date will be happy because Peters Township will win.
Yeah, go celebrate with post-game ice cream.
I flipped my pick last night. I originally had Peters. I'm flipping it to Upper St. Clair.
Are you serious?
What?
Why?
Yeah, going with the Panthers.
How and why?
Just because, you know, I believe in Ethan Hellman, and I believe in Mike Junko, and we're going USC.
Okay. If Ethan Hellman had a sister, I don't know if he did, if he did and she married Grady Mayo from Beaver, would she be Susie Hellman Mayo?
No, her name would be Patty Mayonnaise.
Would she be Susie Hellman
Mayonnaise?
Mayo?
Yeah. Very nice. Doug Bunny.
All right. Armstrong at Gateway. I think the Gators, they got to get back on track here. What's happening with the Gateway program?
Yeah, they're just not quite as good. They lost their quarterback, but they got a guy came in.
Mason Mitchell.
Yes.
Freshman of the year, maybe?
Yes, but Armstrong has the leading receiver in WPL, Quentin Olson.
Quentin Olson, yeah.
I'll go Gateway.
Same here.
Give me the Gators.
All right, three across it is. Riverside at Western Beaver. Give me Beave.
Give me the Beaves. Quietly, one of the big surprises of the Whitfield.
Down by the Riverside, they won't win Western.
All right. Speaking of Riverview, they're hosting Greensburg Central Catholic. What do you have here? Centurions all the way. That's what I say.
Yes, sir.
You guys are smart men.
Well,
one is.
That's funny because I was the smartest last week, 8-2, while Carlo and Mike were each 7-3.
Respectable 7-3.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, well, that'll do it for us. Special thanks to T-Bird, our engineer on site, Margo back in our Green Tree Studios, and
everybody here at Dave and Buster's, our live studio audience, as we'll greet you tomorrow from Peters Township High School, Upper St. Clair. Peters, our KDKA Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. For Mike White, Carlos Ofko, Dan Zhang, really enjoy your Friday Night Lights Week 5 edition right here on the flagship station of the WPIAL News Radio, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.